fled the tent. I waited because he needed to work this out.
You're stupid, he said.
Probably.
And you're going to get us all killed.
That's a definite possibility. He pointed a finger at my face. If you get killed, I will kill you. That doesn't even make sense.
And if you kill me and can't bring me back, I will haunt you forever.
Oh, ghost sex. Get your ectoplasm all over my...
And if you turn dark, I will kick your ass so hard. You won't have a choice but to turn good again.
I don't quite understand how
I don't like this idea.
I sniffed delicately. So I noticed.
I think it's ridiculous.
Pretty much the story of our lives, dude.
Just roll with it. He suddenly looked stricken. You need to be okay, he said roughly. Do you understand me? I need you to be okay. I can't do this without you, Sam. I can't. This life, it doesn't make sense unless I'm by your side.
I hugged him tightly.
Never.
I whispered in his ear.
I will never let you go. Sam. 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 My head rocked to the side, a bright flare of pain in my cheek. I groaned as I opened my eyes. My vision was blurry, and my head was pounding.
Was it?
I asked coherently. Gods, don't scare me like that. You weren't breathing, you mother-cracking idiot.
Miller,
I said with extraordinary alacrity.
Don't you dare go and pass out again. I will hit the other side of your face, so help me gods.
I blinked at the dark figure leaning over me, blocking out the sun. Hi, I said.
Hi. Hi, he says. Hi. Gods, I really hate you sometimes.
Not nice.
I'm allowed to not be nice to you. You just killed me, then resurrected me by shocking my heart, and then passed out like you always do, just to freak me out. I'm going to give you so much shit for the rest of our lives. You have no idea. And then it all came to startling focus.
Ryan Foxhart? Alive? Bitching me out? Gods.
Yeah,
he said, squinting at me. Yeah, he said, leaning down for what was probably going to be the most romantic moment of my life. I am so awesome, I crowed, sitting up quickly, which was a bad idea, seeing as how I smashed my face against his.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? He groaned, falling back on his ass, armor clinking.
Did you just headbutt me?
Why was your face so close? I moaned, holding my nose, sure it had been shattered into a billion pieces, and that I'd be disfigured for the rest of my days. Ryan would leave me because he was secretly shallow and couldn't have someone with a squash nose riding his dick. Then I'd have to go back to living in a hut in the woods, and parents would tell their children about the squash nose man, capitalized, so you know it's true, who would come out at night and steal their toes if they didn't eat their vegetables and... And then I remember there were things far more important than squash nose man. I opened my eyes. Ryan Foxhart was sitting on the ground in front of me, looking ornery and irritated, scowling prettily as he rubbed his forehead. He glared at me and opened his mouth to say... Well, I didn't know what he opened his mouth to say, because I got up and tackled him, immediately regretting the decision as he was wearing a full suit of armor, but gladly accepting the pain of crushing my ribs into powder, given that he was kissing me back just as frantically. You're alive, you're alive, you're alive, you're alive, you're alive. I babbled against his mouth.
You're such an idiot,
he growled, his hands going to my ass.
I hate you so much. Don't ever scare me like that again.
Scare you?
You died, you dick.
You killed me. That was like 5 minutes ago. When are you going to get over it? Gods, Ryan, your fixation on that one thing is going to tear us apart. Why don't you ever bring up that I also brought you back to life?
I don't know why I put up with you.
I don't know why either.
Stop talking. I'm trying to kiss you.
I grinned against his mouth. He was so warm and alive and vital that I never wanted to let him go.
It was... A breeze blew across my face, and with it came the stench of something terribly burnt. I pushed away from Ryan and looked around. Holy shit, I breathed. The road underneath our feet was covered in scorch marks, spreading out like roots of a tree around from where Ryan and I stood. The sides of the castle looked as if they'd been scarred, deep black lines stretching up almost to the top where Zero had been perched. He was gone, but safe. I could feel the pulse of him in my head. The vermilion root holding the darks had survived my lightning, though it looked worse for wear. Little arcs of electricity still crawled over the surface. The darks encased inside had been spared from my onslaught. But where Ruv had stood was nothing but a pile of ash. Where Caleb had stood was nothing but a pile of ash. Where Mirren had stood was... I blinked. What the hell? It looked as if part of Castle Locks had broken off in the explosion, the stone having crashed into the ground. A pile of rubble lay before us, dust still rising into the air. My magic felt like it was going haywire, something Randall had warned me about. My cornerstone had died and then come back. It would take a little while before I could calm down. It worked, Ryan whispered. I looked at him. He was staring out around us at the scorch marks upon the stone, eyes wide, hands shaking. Yeah, I said. It worked. He reached out and took my hand in his.
It's over?
I shouted as a pulse of infected magic burst in my head. Ryan cried out my name, but I couldn't focus on him. My head bowed, teeth clenched as I tried to withstand the assault in my head. I was already weakened from resurrecting Ryan, and I couldn't push the yellowed magic away as it bowled over me. The ground beneath us rumbled. I lifted my head. The pile of stone that had fallen from the castle began to shift. And as the stones moved, I saw a flash of yellow underneath.
No,
I breathed. I stood slowly. Ryan pushed himself up to stand at my side, sword in hand.
What is this?
He asked me.
Sam.
My eyes watered as I bent over, hands over my ears, trying to block out the roar that began to whirl around us. It caused my skin to buzz, my bones to ache. My teeth felt loose in their sockets. And I couldn't seem to catch my breath as I...
The stones fell away. Underneath, in a swirling sphere of magic, stood Mirren. He wasn't unscathed. He had lightning scars that looked like the ones on my chest, on his outstretched hands and on his face. His beard had been partially seared off. The ends curled up and blackened. A cut on his cheek dripped blood onto his chin. He was breathing heavily. But he was alive.
Ryan tried to force me behind him.
What the hell?
Containment, I whispered. Mirren smiled a bloody smile.
That's right. Containment. A gift from my dearly departed brother. You thought you could beat me. Oh, Sam, finally you have underestimated me. And it will be the last thing you ever do.
Sweet molasses. I managed to say, hey, Ryan?
Yeah,
he said, eyes only on Mirren. Now might be a good time to run.
What?
Run! And I grabbed his arm as Mirren's hands moved in a complicated motion. And I pulled Ryan away, away, away. He squawked angrily, both of us sliding on the ash beneath our feet. We managed to stay upright, and as I ran, my grip on Ryan's arm tightening. I glanced over my shoulder in time to see Mirren detonate. The pulse of infected magic overflowing, cracking the road beneath his feet. The chase was on.
Chapter 19. Home Again.
It was about that time when we were running for our lives, a crazy douchebag supervillain essentially flying after us. His magic warped, and so fucking angry that I realized we were screwed. So, naturally, I felt the need to share this with my beloved.
We're gonna die,
I screamed at him.
What?
He shouted back. We're going to get so murdered. Fuck that, he snarled at me. I already died once today. I'm not going to do it again. Now is probably a really bad time to tell you that you need to watch your fucking mouth, but seriously, Ryan, watch your fucking mouth. You're a goddamn knight who, oh my god, stuck! And we did. Just in time to have a freaking carriage hurled over our head, smash into a storefront, glass shattering, wood breaking, the awning collapsing to the ground. I almost lost my footing as he pulled me down a narrow alley. There was a great crash behind us, and I looked back in time to see the building on the opposite side of the street collapse.
That'd be a good time to do something magical, Ryan snapped at me. Can't you suck us through a hole like Randall does?
Oh my god's phrasing.
Why would you say it like that?
And you know I can't do that like he can. Way to make me feel inadequate. We burst out of the other side of the alley, the sky above us darkening as black clouds appeared out of nowhere. Thunder rumbled overhead as the streets dimmed. The wind was picking up like a great storm was brewing. We could hear the city of locks being torn apart behind us. But we didn't stop to see what was happening. Ryan looked left, then right, then left, before we started running again.
You need to do something, he called over his shoulder, as the air filled with the scent of a heavy rain.
Hello, did I or did I not just bring you back to life? You know what happens when he's a shit ton of magic? I don't have enough strength to face him right now.
I thought you were... I'm not talking about taking him head on, Sam. We need to get out of here.
And then it hit me.
Kevin.
What? Kevin! Dude, I am the motherfucking dragon whisperer. I'll just get Kevin to come and fuck me in the face! The last part came out as a shriek, as a wall of rock burst out of the ground before us. We avoided it at the last second, as Ryan pulled us to the right down another alleyway. I heard a large rumble, and looked back in time to see the alley behind us narrowing as the buildings on either side moved toward each other.
Faster?
I squeaked. We need to run faster. He glanced over his shoulder, and his eyes bulged when he saw what was happening. I heard the groan of wood and stone plaster around us as the building shifted. Flower pots from balconies rained down around us, and Ryan grunted as one hit his shoulder, the pottery breaking against his armor. He kept moving, however, and we jumped out of the alley at the last second as the buildings crashed together. I fell to my knees, grunting as the road scraped against my skin. Ryan stayed upright, though his sword was knocked from his hands. It bounced off the road and came to rest on the opposite side of the street.
We have to keep moving, he snapped, as he pulled me to my feet. We need to go north. We can get to the gate and...
Even before he finished,
another wall of rock rose from the ground, blocking the northern road.
Mother cracker, he growled.
Come on, we'll find another way.
We continued on. He scooped down without slowing and grabbed his sword, flourishing it as he rose, because he couldn't not act like a douchebag, even when we were running for our lives. I winced at the pain in my knees, feeling blood splashing and smearing along the inside of my robes, but I pushed away the sting, gathering my magic as best I could. I tried to reach out to the pulses on my head, black and red and blue and white, but they were faint, like they'd been muted somehow. And I wondered if it was Mirren's doing, if he'd somehow cast a spell over the entire goddamn city. I didn't push too hard. I wanted to avoid giving away our location. I couldn't hear Mirren behind us anymore, but every time we tried to head north, more often than not, the road was blocked. We were able to advance, but we were mostly moving east, and it took a few instances before I realized where we were headed. The slums.
What?
Ryan shouted back at me, sweat dripping from his forehead. It's like we're being corralled. We're heading for the slums. He frowned.
Why would he... It doesn't matter. We know the slums better than he ever could. He wants to fight there? Fine. Let him bring it.
Dude, that was so fucking hot.
Right. Yeah, not the time.
With renewed determination, Ryan stopped trying to push north and instead headed for the slums. My body was weak and tired, and running for our lives wasn't helping. I didn't feel as drained as I had after the Sand Mermaids or even when I'd faced Mirren and Mashalaha. Granted, I wasn't the same person I'd been back then, but still. I couldn't do what I'd done.
Kill, murder, death.
Without consequences. What the hell was that? I shook my head, trying to clear my thoughts. I didn't have time for anything else right now. The connection to the dragons felt stretched thin, and if Mirren was doing something to stop me from reaching out to them, I was going to need everything I had in order to break through. We began to anticipate where the rock walls would shoot up, and that put us one step ahead. I could no longer hear him behind us, and I wasn't sure if that was a good thing. Ryan didn't falter as he led through side streets and alleyways, flashes of the familiar going by as we ran through the empty city. We came across random lumps of vermilion root where dark wizards lay trapped underneath. They still lived, even after all they'd done. I'd chosen to spare them after they'd followed Mirren. Why? I could have stopped them. I could have stopped them all. It's what I wanted to do from the start. I had the power within me. I could have ended everything in one fell swoop. Never again would the Darks be able to hurt the ones I loved. It would have been my decision.
And I need you to respect that, I said quietly, staring out at the sunrise. Randall sighed.
I do, Sam. I promise you, I really do, but I'm worried.
About?
Your heart, your mind, your soul.
Yeah, it's all-encompassing. What the hell, Randall?
How many people do you know that have lost their cornerstone?
I swallowed thickly. Three.
He blinked.
Three? Who are you?
You and Morgan.
Right.
And Mirren. He closed his eyes.
I didn't even... But that just raises my concerns even more. With Anya, Morgan knew the end was coming. She was old, frail. She still had that spark in her eye that had drawn Morgan to her, but her time had come. And Morgan had made peace with that. He was by her side when she took her last breath, when she crossed the veil. He mourned her. He celebrated her life, but he did not lose himself.
Not like you, I said before, wincing. Hey, I didn't mean...
Yes, you did, and it's true.
Randall sighed.
Oh, look, Sam, losing a cornerstone is a shock to the system. It'll claw you and bite you and make you bleed before it attempts to tear you right down the middle. I lost my cornerstone to darkness. Mirren lost his by the choices he made. Look how that turned out for the both of us. I lost my mind for a decade. Mirren was locked in the realm of shadows. You've only just gotten your cornerstone.
It's been 2 years, he snorted.
Oh, how time does move differently for the young. Sam, you are going to kill your cornerstone.
And then bring him back to life.
While potentially killing others. This could break you.
I looked at him. Really looked at him. This man. This wizard. The oldest living human in the world. The man who had antagonized me, irritated me, made me want to pull my hair out while he listed off my faults on a regular basis. And now, maybe for the first time, I could see how much he cared about me. So I said, I love you too, you know? He looked surprised. Then he scowled and shook his head. And then, wonder of all wonders, the scowl melted away, and Randall smiled. It was a gnarly thing. His teeth yellowed, his liver lip stretched thin, his beard was scraggly, and I was pretty sure his eyebrows had recently purchased the rest of his face and were gradually moving in, but still. He smiled.
You're an idiot, he said.
I know. He put his hand on top of mine and squeezed.
I need you to take care, Sam. If I could take this burden from you, I would. You must remember, no matter how much the darkness calls, you cannot answer it. You're stronger than it is. than any prophecy. You're braver than I could have ever hoped for. Don't let it take you away.
I won't.
He pulled his hand back, and then he said,
Morgan would be proud of the wizard you've become.
We didn't speak much after that.
We burst into the slums, both of us starting to flag. Ryan was sweating profusely. I had a stitch in my side and was struggling to catch my breath.
Why would he want us here?
Ryan gasped, pulling me down a darkened road just as the first drops of rain fell from the black sky above.
I don't know. We
rounded a familiar corner, and Ryan almost caused me to fall over as I skidded to a stop, my feet sliding on the slick cobblestone.
What are you doing?
He demanded, gaze darting around. We have to keep moving, Sam. It's...
Look.
What? I don't know what you're...
Oh.
There was an alley off to our right. In the grand scheme of things, it wasn't much.
It was wide enough to fit, say, a group of teenage douchebags chasing a boy who'd taken back a bag of cloth stolen from an elderly woman. It led to a dead end, a large wall connected to some run-down apartments on the next street over.
Overhead, thunder rippled through the sky. Moments later, lightning flashed. This is where...
Yeah. It is.
Look at us now, I said, grinning wildly at him. Who'd have thought we'd be running for our lives from a crazed supervillain while you held my hand because you loved me so much?
He kissed me. There in the rain. I gave it my all because he deserved nothing less.
Hey, he said as he pulled away. Remember when you asked me to marry you?
I shrugged. I suppose. Maybe we should do that when this is all done.
You gonna stand up in front of everyone with me?
Yeah.
Gonna tell me you want to be with me forever?
Forever, Sam.
The last minute, are you gonna tell someone else you love them? He scowled at me.
Why would you even say that? Oh my gods.
You've already done it once, Foxheart. Don't even with me right now.
I told you I loved you. You were the one.
If you're going to break my heart, just make sure it's not with Lady Tina or Terry, because Terry wants to ride you just as much as you've already ridden him.
I hate you so much right now.
You know what? Wedding off. I touched his cheek. Yeah, yes. Ryan, I'll marry you.
The smile he gave was blinding. We're going to be so happy. Just you wait.
How lovely.
Ryan whirled around, shoving me behind him, gripping his sword tightly. I peered over his shoulder.
Miran stood a little farther down the road. The rain fell around him, but it didn't fall on him. It was as if he was surrounded by a dome of sorts. The raindrops splashing onto a hardened, invisible surface, trails dripping down around him. He was smiling at us, a soft thing that I'd seen time and time again on his brother's face. It hit me then.
Just how angry I was. How the rage was threatening to pull me down.
I was mired in it, and I didn't want to fight it anymore. I snarled at him over Ryan's shoulder, trying to get by. But Ryan had a hand wrapped around my wrist, holding me in place while he faced Mirren. Rain slid down the blade of his sword, and I wanted nothing more than to take us away to a place where Mirren would never get to lay eyes on my cornerstone ever again.
You fought valiantly, Sam. I think, in the end, you should be proud of what you've achieved. It wasn't enough, but you've done things that I did not expect.
Not another step,
Ryan snapped at him. Or what?
Mirren said, staying right where he was.
What exactly will you do? You're a knight and nothing more. You don't stand a chance against someone like me.
Maybe.
But I'm not just a knight. No.
Ryan shook his head.
No. I'm Ryan Foxhart, Knight Commander of the King's Guard. And I'm the cornerstone of Sam of Dragons.
And my brave and foolish knight charged the dark wizard, Mirren. I didn't have time to stop him. One moment he was holding me behind him, and the next he was running full tilt at Mirren, sword at his side, the tip of the blade sparking as it dragged along the ground. Water splashed up with the four steps he took before he leapt at Mirren, both hands on his sword as he raised it high over his head to bring it down, and Mirren raised his arm, crossing it over his chest. Then he swung it out in a flat arc. Ryan grunted as he was hurled back down the alley, crashing into the far wall. I heard his armor smashing into stone. His sword fell out of reach. He slid down the wall in the alleyway where everything had begun. It was quiet after that. He didn't move.
No, I whispered to the rain. I ignored Mirren. I ran down the alley. I slid to my knees, skin tearing further. I barely felt the pain.
Ryan, I said, running my hands along his chest plate. Ryan, I need you to get up. Ryan, you need to get up. You need to get up. He didn't move.
I couldn't even tell if he was breathing.
I glanced over my shoulder. Mirren stood at the entrance to the alley.
You,
I said.
He cocked his head. You did this. Oh, Sam, if you really think about it, this and everything that has happened is on you. I gave you a chance back in Mashalaha. I told you then that if you didn't join me, I would take everything from you. You can't possibly be surprised that I do exactly as I've said. Morgan, Ryan, when I'm done with you, I'll go for the others. Your friends, your family, that insufferable unicorn, they will fall just as you will.
No, he laughed.
No, you don't get to tell me no. Because here now is where your story ends. Not with a happily ever after, but with the destruction of all you've held dear.
I stood slowly, turning toward him. He smiled.
Good. This is good. You've done well, Sam. I'm sure they'll sing songs about you. The young wizard who fought boldly until the end. When his magic was consumed.
It won't happen, I told him quietly. You won't win.
This was never about heroes and villains. Never has been. You are the final step needed to realize the new world order. My world order. Because once I have you, I will have the dragons. And my reach will extend far beyond the borders of Varenya.
It will... You're monologuing? He looked startled.
Excuse me.
You're... monologuing, just like always. You fucking villains. You never change. You never change. He didn't like that very much.
I am nothing like the others. You've...
I laughed, harshly.
Oh, okay. You're exactly the same. Oh, sure, you're stronger than anyone I've faced. You've gone a little further, but in the end, you are exactly like the others. And you know what happened to all of them? I kicked their fucking asses. His gaze narrowed.
Who do you think you are, boy?
I grinned rakishly at him. I'm Sam of Dragons. I moved then, in that alleyway. I ran toward Mirren the Bright Star, feeling the scars along my chest crackle with electricity. A crack of thunder burst overhead, then a flash of lightning arced down from the sky and slammed into my raised hand. It crawled down my arm and wrapped around my heart. The green and gold bright against the blue electricity that rolled through me. I moved quicker than I ever had before, like I was lightning, striking out at Mirren before he could even... A hand closed around my throat. I was lifted off the ground, my feet kicked.
"We've been here before,"
Marin snarled up at me.
"Did you really think I'd fall for this again, you little shit? The time of Sam of Dragons is over. You have lost."
Lightning racked through me and onto him. The muscles in his arm twitched, the hair standing on end, but his grip only tightened. I pushed as hard as I could, but it was no use. He opened his mouth wide. That horrible pulling that I'd only felt a fraction of in Mashalaha began again. His eyes were dark as he began to consume my magic. It was a terrible sensation, like I was being drained from the inside out. I felt it being pulled toward him, like I was caught in a storm I couldn't escape. I screamed in his face, unable to... And then... it lessened. It just... fell away. All of it. He said,
"How are you doing that?"
I struggled feebly in his grip. He said,
"How are you making your eyes change colors? What is this?"
I felt them. Black and blue. And red. And white. So much white. This?
This? I snapped at him. This is Kick Mirren's Ass Part 2. Capitalized. So you sure as shit know it's true.
He sneered at me as he squeezed my neck even tighter.
"And just what is your plan? You wanted the dragons?"
I managed to say.
"Well, guess what, motherfucker? You've got them."
From above came a great roar. The pulses in my head bloomed bright and strong. The blues were the strongest. They said,
"Here, Sam."
"We're here."
"We're here.
And we have a plan."
"You must trust us."
"You must put your faith in us."
"Prepare yourself."
"Because this must end."
One way or another.
"One way or another."
The world exploded around us, and... Chapter 20. A Destiny of Dragons. I opened my eyes. Through a canopy of trees, I saw a sea of stars. I sat up. I was in the middle of a forest. The air was warm. The grass was cool. Randomly on my feet were a pair of pink shoes, the tips of which curled up. I pushed myself up slowly. In the distance, through the trees, I saw what looked like the lights of fairies. I remembered everything. The way Ryan had fallen, lungs made of stone. How I'd torn right down the middle. The lives I'd taken after. Caleb and Ruve. I'd felt them die. For a moment, hadn't I relished it? Hadn't I wished that it had been all the darks? I had. I'd been more powerful in that moment than I'd ever been before. I pushed through the trees. Morgan had told me once that every person, whether a wizard or not, had the propensity for darkness inside of them. That it all came down to choice.
"You are," he told me once, "who you choose to be. It's as simple as that, little one. And I'm here to help you make the right choice. Because I believe in you more than I've believed in anyone before."
I'd been too young, too naive to understand what he'd meant. I did now. Because being a force for good was so much harder than being one for evil. I came upon a large clearing where the fairy lights burned bright. Except
They weren't fairies, were they? There was a red light flitting about. As I stepped into the clearing, it buzzed around me quickly, warm and safe. And I could hear a voice saying, "Gods, this is so lame. Sam, if you die, I will never forgive you. And when I wake up again in 100 years, I will find your grave and then chew on your bones." The blue lights were bright and kind as they settled on either shoulder. The one on the left said,
"You're dreaming, Sam. You're dreaming, except this is as real as it will ever get. Whatever happens here will be in the real world. You can get hurt here, Sam. You can die here."
The light on the right said,
"But you better not let that happen. Leslie will be sorely disappointed if it does. She has grown rather fond of you, in case you couldn't tell."
"You old dyke," the left said sweetly. "You love him just as much as I do. He belongs to us. We belong to him. It is the way of things."
The black light, so dark it seemed to swallow up all the other light around it, buzzed around my face.
"Look at me,"
it said gleefully.
"I'm here too. Kevin's here to save the day. Kevin's here to save the day. Kevin's here to save the day."
He pressed against my nose, vibrating lightly and causing me to sneeze. I heard him laugh about it, and I didn't think it was possible to love him more than I did right then. But these lights fell silent as the final light approached. He was the brightest of all of them, the white. He said,
"Sam of Dragons."
"GW."
"I told you not to call me that."
"Probably not going to change, dude, if I'm being honest."
"You're near...
to?"
"The end. But I fear it won't be as simple as you think. Your heart is conflicted. Your soul is fractured."
I swallowed thickly. "I did what I had to. I know you didn't like the plan, but it's still..."
"What's done is done. I can't fault you for that, but this is as close as you'll ever be to losing yourself to the dark. You have tasted the power. You must let it go."
"He's here," Leslie said. "We brought him here too."
"Who?"
"Mirren. He is in the dream."
"What about Ryan?" I demanded.
"He's safe,"
Kevin whispered.
"For now. But they won't last long. Mirren is strong, Sam. Stronger than we expected."
"So you need to kick his ass, because I'm getting really sick and tired of all of you old people fighting over stupid stuff."
"Did you make this?" I asked Zero quietly. "The forest? It's familiar."
"Yeah,"
Zero said, sounding strangely proud.
"Pat and Leslie made the dream. I made the forest. Kevin will be your conduit, and the Great White is holding us all together."
"We got one shot at this,"
Kevin said.
"So, no pressure or anything."
"Asshole," I muttered.
"Dragons,"
GW snapped.
"You know what to do. It's time to fulfill your destinies. The Dark Wizard will awaken soon. And we must..."
Yeah.
Kevin said.
"We know what to do. We're not idiots."
I wouldn't go that far,"
GW muttered.
"You've got this,"
Leslie said.
"I know you do, Sam."
"Just don't mess it up,"
Pat grumbled.
"I will kill you myself if you do."
"I can't wait to go to sleep so I can ignore you all for 100 years.
Zero said with a sniff.
"Hey, little bro, don't you worry about that. I'll be right there when you wake up again."
The lights flitted up around me, spinning in a circle that sped up until they blended together. It was almost like a halo swirling above me, until it shot toward the sky, rising toward the stars. It reached its apex and then fell back toward me. I closed my eyes as they slammed into me, and I... So much power. I could... This could all be mine.
breathed in and breathed out and in again as my scars burned and as my heart raced as I... Easy. It'd be easy. Keep them here. Trap them. Here. Make them obey. Struggled to find control again. It was more than I expected. We'd never done this in the dark woods. Never once had they given me their dragon magic, though we talked about it. GW had thought it'd be too much too soon, and I'd agreed. It was almost too much now. Because these thoughts I had, these dark thoughts, were spinning through me. How I could take the dragons and keep them here, in me. That their magic would always be mine. That nothing could stand in my way. No villain could ever hurt my family again. The people who had turned against me would bow at my feet. Mirren had gone about it all wrong. Like all the villains who had come before him, he thought too small. He didn't have the scope that I did. The vision. No one would ever think of crossing me again, because I was Sam of Dragons, and I had 5 different dragon souls within me. I could trap them here. And they wouldn't... A groan from the other side of the clearing. I looked up. Mirren sat up, clutching his head as if he was in pain. The rage I'd felt at the sight of my cornerstone crumpled on the dirty ground of an alleyway in the slums returned full force. I stalked toward him. He looked up at me as I approached, a dazed expression on his face.
"What is this?"
he demanded.
"Where are we?"
I didn't answer. I lashed out, kicking him upside the head. He shouted as he fell back, rolling in the grass toward the edge of the clearing. I grasped onto Zero's magic as Mirren came to a stop, and imagined a tree taking root just underneath the dark wizard. I wanted it. So it came to be. The ground shook and split apart, and an actual tree burst through the dirt and grass underneath Mirren. He cried out as the tree sprouted, throwing him sideways. He landed with a crash back on the ground, hugging his sides, curling up into a ball. I ignored him for the moment and looked around the clearing. Trees sprouted along the edges, growing far higher than what should have been possible. It only took seconds before we were completely surrounded and caged in. Mirren wouldn't be able to escape. I turned back toward him. Even as the dragons called out in my head, I ignored them. I had what I needed. This was what the gods had made me into. This is what my destiny had called upon me for. Nothing could stop me now. Mirren pushed himself off the ground. He stood on shaky legs, one arm wrapped around his side. He was panting lightly, hair hanging down around his face.
"The dragons," he said, spitting out a thick wad of blood. "This is the power of dragons."
I shrugged. "Sure looks that way." He chuckled. It sounded pained.
I should have known. You surprised me, Sam. I don't know why you just... do.
Because you weren't expecting someone like me.
No. I don't suppose I was. But then you weren't expecting me.
And he quickly clapped his hands together out in front of him. Large columns of rock shot out of the ground at steep angles, racing toward me. I jumped to the right, rolled on the ground, and ended up crouched on my feet.
"Because, if this is a dream, it means I'm dreaming too. So I have control, and—
Oh my god, dude, shut up, for fuck's sake." I ran toward him, zigzagging back and forth, avoiding the columns of stone that shot up, dirt and grass raining around me. There came a quick warning, bright as a meteor in my head, underneath, Sam, underneath, but I wasn't quick enough, and rock hit my left leg, knocking me off course. I skidded along the ground as the dragons roared. Mirren was laughing again, a savage mockery. It sounded so much like Morgan. I picked myself up as I latched onto Kevin, focusing my magic with pinpoint accuracy. My heart burst and lightning arced from my hands, striking Mirren in the chest. He seized, the cords in his neck standing out as his head rocked back, jaw dropped, lightning shooting from his mouth and cracking in the air above him. I rode the electrical current that came from me. One moment halfway across the clearing from him, and the next right in front of him. My fist was electrified as I brought it back before slamming it into his chest. It was an explosion. Bright blue energy. So he flew back and landed with a devastating crash. The lightning skittered away from him through the grass, leaving burn marks that scarred the earth like the marks on my chest.
Clever,
he managed to say, body still trembling.
Very clever.
I was already exhausted, but determined not to let it show. I moved slowly until I stood above him. His eyes were bright as he looked up at me.
You've lost, I told him. After everything, after all you've done, you've lost.
He smiled weakly.
So it appears. And will you kill me now? Like you killed your cornerstone?
I stared down at him.
The look on his face, Sam. Oh, it was planned. I can see that now. But did you look? But did you see the look on the knight's face? He tried to hide it. He really did. But there was such betrayal there. Like he couldn't believe it was actually happening. You killed your beloved. The bond with your cornerstone broke. Even if it was for a small amount of time, it broke. And you caused that. We're not so different after all, Sam. Because you did what you had to in order to gain the upper hand. Just as I did. I am nothing like you, I growled. Aren't you? Or are you more? Sam, the loss of life since I took over has been minimal. I imprisoned the people of Urania. I didn't slaughter them. Not like you wanted to do to the Darks. I felt it. How close it was. How you wanted to snuff the life out of all of them. You almost killed more people than I ever have. What does that make you? Don't even get me started on Ruve. And Caleb.
Shut up. You don't know what you... He coughed as he rose slowly.
You didn't see what I did. You didn't hear them die like I did, Sam. In those last seconds, they knew what was coming. They felt it, Sam. They screamed when your lightning rolled over them, when their bodies began to burn to nothing but ash. I watched as they died. And you did it. No one else. You did this, Sam. They took a different path than you, and you made them suffer for it. You killed Caleb's mother, and then you killed him and Rue. Oh, poor sweet little Rue. A lost boy until I found him and gave him what he wished for more than anything in the world. To matter. Doesn't that sound familiar? After all, you wished for the same. My brother came for you, much like I did for Ruve.
No, no, no. You don't get to say that. You don't get to...
Truth hurts, doesn't it? To know that you're capable of as much darkness as I am, that you...
Sam?
No, Sam.
Don't listen to him.
It's not true.
You are better than this.
You are better than this. Than him.
You are more.
The dragons. Sounding so far away.
And I know, Sam. I really do. That you could be so much worse than I ever was. All that magic in you. All that power. Don't you see? It's just easier to... let go. The darkness won't judge you. It won't restrict you. It won't...
Shut up! I screamed at him. You don't get to... His eyes flashed.
The gods got it wrong. You were never meant to be the hero of this story. Sam, can't you see?
He reached for me, fingers shaking.
You're always going to be the villain.
He looked surprised when I closed my hand around his throat, like he hadn't expected me to move so quickly. The dragons were roaring in my head.
Please, Sam.
Please, Sam.
Stop this.
Don't do this.
You are better.
You are more.
You are good.
And...
But I ignored them. Wind started to whip around us, and the stars above dimmed. His hands came to my forearms, wrapping around them tightly.
Do you know my wizarding name?
Mirren the Bright Star, I snapped at him, feeling the green and gold mounting furiously within me.
Yes. Do you know why?
Doesn't matter.
Because I flash brightly. Like the stars.
I brought his face close to mine. Even stars burn out. He grimaced as his infected yellow magic pushed against mine. But it wasn't enough. I was mired in the green and gold. It was everything. I was everything. The dragons were barely there, buried underneath the storm.
I told you.
I read your grimoire.
Yes.
I saw who you were, who you became.
Yes.
I even read the end pages. His eyes widened. I saw how you did it. How you figured out how to consume magic. He started to thrash. And it was easy, wasn't it? Giving in. Because here I was a god. I was the most powerful being who ever existed. I had the dragons. I had Mirren the Bright Star, and he had Morgan of Shadows buried within him. But it mattered not, because it would all be mine.
You wouldn't, he whispered.
I grinned at him. Oh, Mirren. That's where you're wrong, because I would, and I will. Some fleeting part of me knew that what I was doing was wrong. This wasn't who I was. But it was gone by way of the wind. Didn't matter who I used to be. The gods had made me this way. They'd wanted someone to pin the fate of the world on, and they'd chosen me. But they'd never expected what I could become. Vedoma hadn't seen it. David's dragons certainly hadn't seen it. None of them had. They forced me here. Filled me with enough magic for 1,000 wizards to have, and they expected what? That I would just give it all up? That I would let this all go? That I would stand here with Mirren in my grasp, this man who had taken so much from me, and not make him suffer? That I wouldn't take everything from him, leaving him nothing but a shell, skin cooling and eyes blank, like he'd done to Morgan? And the people of Aranya. They hadn't trusted me, they hadn't believed in me. They had turned their backs on me, telling me I wasn't good enough, that the color of my skin wasn't right, that I'd come from the slums and I was worth nothing. And only when they didn't have any other choice, they begged me to save them. I would show them. I would show them all. I would consume Mirren's magic, and then I would return to Varenya and show her people exactly what I was capable of. There would be a new world order. My world order. Deep within me, two blue pulses rose, entwined as they spun together. They were trying to defy me, and...
No, Sam.
No, Sam.
Not defy, save.
We're trying to save you.
And I... Sam. I turned my head. Knight Commander Ryan Foxhart stood in the clearing, just out of arm's reach. His eyes were wide and fearful as he watched me. It's a trick, I snapped. You're not here. You're not real. I turned back to Mirren. Is this you? Are you doing this? Because if you think that'll stop me, you're wrong. I won't fall for your games, Mirren. Not now. Not again. You won't stop me this time.
Isn't me.
Mirren wheezed. I squeezed his neck tighter. Sam, please. Listen to me. Ryan shouted as the wind picked up, whipping around Mirren and me. This isn't you. This isn't who you are. I laughed. And what would you know about who I am? I killed people, Ryan. And I enjoyed it. I wanted them gone from this world. I almost took out all the darks, but I was weak. I see that now. I'm weak no longer. I will finish them after I deal with... He shook his head angrily.
You did it to save Varenya. You did it for the king, for Justin, your parents, and Gary, and Takey, and Kevin, for me. We're the reason you are who you are. Not what you've done. Not Mirren. Not your magic. You are Sam. That's who you are. Not this. Never this. You can't give in to it. You can't. I won't let you. And do you know why?
There was something to his words, wasn't there? A little spark in all that darkness. Even as I pulled Mirren closer to me and opened my mouth, thinking those black words I'd seen in the back of his grimoire, the darkest of all magics, there was a spark. And it sputtered. Wanting to burn. Mirren's mouth dropped open as his eyes rolled back in his head, and I could take it right here, right now. His magic, Morgan's magic, would be mine, and I could... Ryan slipped. The window was too strong for him. He barely held himself upright, his armor reflecting the lightning flashing above. Mirren's magic began to leak from him, and I could feel it. An infection spreading down my arms and hands, and I would consume it all. A hand on my shoulder. A mouth near my ear. Ryan Foxhart said, "Because it's always been you, Sam. I promise. I promise. I promise, because when I look upon these stars, there's nothing I wish for more than you." The spark burst brightly, and I let it all go. The dragons roared forward, swirling red and blue and black and white, so much white that I shook with it. Mirren gasped as he was flung across the clearing, landing on his back with a jarring crash, dirt and grass piling up around him. The winds died.
"You idiot,"
Kevin snarled from within me.
"I'm going to kick your fucking ass when we get home, and then I'm going to tell Gary. Oh, are you in for a world of hurt when he finds out what you..."
"Please," Leslie sniffed. "As if there will be enough for Gary to hurt by the time I'm done with him. And you're welcome for pulling Ryan here, even though you tried to stop us."
"You're in for it now. She is scary when she wants to be."
"And I thought I was all dark and emo," Zero said, sounding odd. "Sam, you need to paint your fingernails black and dye your hair black and walk around in the shadows, saying things like, 'No one understands me,' and 'I could have totally destroyed the world if I wanted to, but it was lame, so I changed my mind because of love,' or whatever. Ugh, this is so romantic. I mean, this is stupid, and I hate it, and I wish you'd all just leave me alone."
"Sam,"
GW said,
"it's time to finish this. You must kill Mirren the Bright Star."
My gods. Would you guys shut up? You are ruining a moment here. They weren't too happy about that, if their mutterings meant anything. Ryan was still clutching at me, his forehead resting against my shoulder, his hair tickling my ear. I wrapped my arms around his neck and held on as tightly as I could.
"You okay?" he asked quietly.
"Yeah. You? Yeah. Good. Ryan, I..." But my words died in my throat as the forest began to light up around us. It wasn't like the dragon lights. It wasn't like the fairies. The thousands of small glowing orbs that began to rise from the clearing around us didn't feel like magic. But they weren't threatening. Instead, they felt peaceful, calm, and soothing. I didn't know if this was another trick. The dragons weren't talking, so I didn't think we were in any immediate danger.
"You're not,"
a voice said from behind us. Ryan and I whirled around. There, at the opposite end of the clearing, was David's dragon. The constellation was as bright as he'd ever been. His enormous wings stretched out wide, stars twinkling at the tips. His head tipped in my direction as he studied me curiously. He had pinned Mirren below him, his claws digging into the ground around the dark wizard. Mirren looked dazed, eyes reflecting the dragon starlight above him.
Great, I muttered. Exactly who I wanted to see this very second right after I was about to turn evil. Wonderful. Ryan said, dumbfounded. Is that who I think it is? If you're thinking it's David's dragon, the god who pretty much started this whole mess and is a stupid fuckface, then yes, it is who you think it is.
I'm not a fuckface.
The star dragon said.
You're a fuckface.
Ryan squeaked next to me. The star dragon peered at him.
What was that noise he made?
I shook my head. That was his Sam is mocking a higher being directly to his face again noise.
You capitalized that,
Ryan whimpered, eyes bulging as he took in the constellation before us. Well, yeah, because it's true.
I assume it happens often then, if you've given it a name.
The star dragon asked. I tend to be insolent, I admitted, something I'm aware of and will strive to be better about in the future.
I highly doubt that.
Go fuck yourself. I mean, oh, gee. I can't wait to prove you wrong. The lights were brighter now, and growing in number. They stopped rising about chest level, until it looked as if the clearing was covered in a sea of them. I reached out and touched one, and felt, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us safe. Something pulsed just underneath my fingertips. It was benevolent and sweet, and I was shocked that it was directed toward me. What are these? I asked.
The hopes of your people.
The star dragon said simply. I don't understand.
Heroes often don't. That's why you are one.
I looked away from it. I don't feel very much like a hero right now.
And why is that?
Surely you saw what I'm capable of. What I did, what I could have done.
The darks.
Yes.
Your cornerstone.
Yes.
And the darkness within yourself.
Yes. The star dragon sighed.
Oh, it was always going to come down to this, Sam. No matter what way you spin this, it was always going to be you or them.
So I still didn't have a choice, I said bitterly, staring down at Mirren, still trapped beneath the star dragon. His mouth was open, and a silent scream.
You did. You could have disregarded all of this. Ignored your destiny. Ignored your dragons. Allowed Varenya to fall into shadow.
Which it did.
But not because of you.
He said lightly.
Sam, you did what was asked of you. In the end, even after everything you'd been through, after losing people you love, you still accepted your destiny.
I shook my head furiously. I was running. Like always. I was angry and scared, and I ran.
And you came back. You came back to face those you left behind. You became the wizard you were always supposed to be.
I don't understand. That's not choice. That's...
You were given a choice. Unlimited power. You stood at the edge of a cliff, yet you didn't jump. I think your cornerstone had a little to do with that.
I glanced at Ryan, who stood stock still, eyeing the star dragon. He said. I snorted. Eloquent as always. It's a god? He hissed at me. What the hell am I supposed to say? You know what? No, I don't need you to tell me. I got this. He squared his shoulders as he stared up at the star dragon. Hi, hello. God, sir, star dragon, or whatever you are. My name is Knight Commander Ryan Foxheart, and you are very big and made of stars. The star dragon squinted down at him.
Is he always like this?
He doesn't do well with the authority figures, I said, patting Ryan on the arm. He called Mama the Queen of the Fuck Palace when he met her for the first time. Ryan moaned. Why? Why would you tell a god that? He could smite us where we stand.
I could, but that sounds like too much work.
Yeah. Ryan said.
Why didn't you take it?
The Star Dragon asked me.
You could have easily consumed Mirren's magic and taken it for your own. What stopped you?
I looked at the lights surrounding us. I heard Ryan's voice,
and the promise he made to me once.
About what he wished for?
Yes.
And that pulled you back from the dark?
He tends to do that.
Even after you killed him. I must admit, even we didn't see that one coming.
What can I say? Had to fulfill the prophecy somehow. It kind of sucked, Ryan said, before slapping a hand over his mouth. I rolled my eyes. The Star Dragon shifted his wings.
The Grey Wyatt doesn't believe in cornerstones.
I felt the white light in my head mutter irritably. No, he does not.
But even under his tutelage, you still had faith in the Night Commander.
Always.
And that was your choice.
I frowned. What does that have to do?
It has always been about choice, Sam. You may not have thought so, but it has. You chose to go with Morgan that day in the alley. You chose to become his pupil. You chose to bring Gary and Tiggy back with you, unexpectedly. You chose to rescue the prince, to find a dragon, and make him part of your family. You chose to rise up when a prophecy was placed upon your shoulders. You chose to gather the dragons of Varenya. You chose to walk away from the Grey White, only to choose to return to him. And in the end, you chose to ignore the magic within you and to listen to your cornerstone, to your lightning-struck heart, and let go of the shadows and the darkness that threatened to rise within you. And the others, your friends and family, your mentor and your king, chose to put their faith in you. This was never about a path set in stone, Sam, because...
Stone crumbles, I whispered.
It does. All of these choices, from the very beginning, led to this moment. You are as you are now because of them, because of the people you surround yourself with, because of the strength that has always resided within you.
He nodded toward the lights that swirled around us.
The people of Varenya have made their choices, too. Many of them turned away from you. They berated you. They shunned you. They arguably fought against you. But people often fear what they don't understand. And Sam, they were scared. But even now, they're wishing upon the stars for your safe return to them. You are all such complex creatures, capable of the brightest of lights and the darkest of nights. Your prince said that hope is a weapon, and what you see before you are your people taking up arms in your name, in the name of hope. In the name of Sam of Dragons.
I stared at the lights in wonder. How can I deserve this? The Star Dragon smiled.
No one has ever deserved it more than you. No one has ever deserved it more. You may not believe it, but that's okay. Because they believe it for you. As do I.
I hung my head. Ryan was there, pressed up against me, whispering words of faith and love in my ear, telling me how proud he was. That no matter what happened, his wish had always been me, and if he had to do it all over again, he'd wish for the same.